2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. Flee also youthful lust. We have been hoping to make, you know, some justice to this particular instruction that Paul is making known to Timothy, who happens to be his son in the faith. And Timothy was a young boy, you know, young boy, and he's left to a lot of responsibility. He's left to a lot of, responsibility in the land of Ephesus, and he has to pastor, you know, or oversee, let's say, the whole Accra. And let's say he's between, some others say 25, as early as 25 years. Some others are saying 30, some others are saying 35, some others are saying 40. So he was between that range, you know, of years where he had to be responsible for a lot of people. So Timothy was a young boy. He was young. And in Paul's writing to Timothy, I told you that these are pastoral epistles. 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus are more pastoral in their setting. Philemon also was written about, you know, somebody who happened to be, it was a guy called Onesimus who happened to run away, you know, stole off some Philemon's goods, and he runs away. And so Paul happened to meet Onesimus and is writing to Philemon and restoring Onesimus's position, you know, back as a brother in Christ. But these are pastoral epistles, Titus, 1 and 2 Timothy. So it's more instructive. You know, many of the things that are going to be written in these epistles are going to be instructive. So we have another instruction this evening that we had started yesterday. And Paul is trying to tell Timothy, Timothy, my son, flee youthful lust. We said the word flee. Let me give you the Greek word. It's phugo. It's A-P-H-E-U-G-O. Phugo. Phugo. So we said it means to seek safety by sudden flight. Right? You disappear. By sudden flight. You shun or avoid by a fight. Or to escape safely out of danger. It also means to vanish. You are just there, then you disappear. Is a word to flee. So Paul knew he was talking to Timothy, so he is mostly likely to have some youthful lusts or some youthful cravings. So when we say something is youthful, it means it's more peculiar to a young age, right? So a very typical example of youthfulness is to be sexually aroused and fantasious. You have a lot of sexual fantasies. It's proof that it's not a problem like that. It's just a problem when you can't control it and you can't keep it in its rightful place. You see, so the believer has to be able to control whatever feelings that they think they have. They have to be able to put it in check. Say, you, I don't fall in love with you. You, I'm thinking about it. Okay, you, I think I can fall in love with you. Yeah, you can fall in love like that. Don't just go to a place and you just see someone and you just fall in love with a person. Oh, please don't fall in love like that. Don't fall in love. You don't fall in love like that. So there are certain fantasies that are more youthful. It's true. It's true. Even without teaching you Bible, I can teach you quite some good medical sense in that area. You realize that when men are growing older, their testosterone levels are growing lower. Yeah, it means their desire and their cravings become weaker. It's normal. It's something that happens. So when you take a guy at his peak, 25 years old, he is more exuberant than a guy who is 60 years old or a man who is 60 years old. It's just like that. When you test their testosterone level, you see that sometimes you see that the sperms are more, they are more active and full of energy. They are able to swim in 3 microseconds. They have already hit the egg. Yeah, 3 microseconds. They've already hit. Sometimes they are just slow, struggling to hit the right egg. So you see that many of the things that are more youthful, let me tell you, it's not because you are not born again. No, being born again actually now keeps you and gives you the opportunity to keep those exuberances in check. You see that? So Paul is knowing that Timothy, this guy Timothy, he is more likely to be youthful. So if he's a pastor, it means the young girls, he has to be warned concerning them. If he's a pastor, the old people, he has to be spoken to in a certain way. Because one of the very similar traits of youthfulness is also excited forms of any kind of emotion. If you are happy, you are exceedingly happy. If you are sad, you are exceedingly sad. It's like everything in this youthful stage is aggravated. It's heightened. That's why I showed you a scripture in Leviticus that God started calling out the Levites to come and serve the temple right at 25. They were ready, 25, they were ready to serve the temple. So, and I said, 20, you're ready to be a pastor. Yeah, 20. 20. You're ready to be a pastor. You're ready to be following people. You're ready to be leading people. You're supposed to be an example, right? So we said Paul is writing out this letter to Timothy. Today I'm going to show you a practical story, and I'm going to spend more time on the story. It says flee. So it means run away. Don't be found around. A strong desire, a craving, a longing is what lust is. So we're saying youthful, a strong desire and a craving that is more peculiar to the youth. But the born-again believer is not supposed to be guided by these terms. He's supposed to have something that keeps those things in check because he's full of God's Spirit. And he can stand against what the enemy is probably tickling on in his body or whatever natural sensation, natural serotonin, natural, adrenaline, which is more flight. He's able to control it. It means he knows how to talk. He knows when to talk. He knows how to say, oh, please. So you realize that this will oftentimes describe desires. They are desires. They could be sexual temptations. They could be a use of illicit pleasure of the flesh. They could be a longing for fame and glory. You ask your grandfather whether he still wants to be known. You tell him, hey, Pascal, I stayed with my grandfather. I saw how my grandfather was a very difficult man. From the beginning, my mothers all didn't like him that much. Because it was said that he was very wicked. Yeah, it's very difficult. Okay, when a Ghanaian man says he's wicked, it means he's disciplined and principled. So I don't mean like wicked in a negative sense. It means that he's exceedingly difficult and principled. Yeah. So one time when my mother saw his grandchildren, that's myself, and then we're playing around him and holding his nose and things, and he was laughing. My mother said, hey, is it him? You see, he has become older, he has become mature. It means he has mellowed because he's more mature. He's now, you see, life is not a lot of fights. You see, you tell them, no, relax. Life is not, but in his youthful stage, it was not like that at all. Right? So, I said that in that stage, today, it looks like this week and last week, we are dealing with a lot of things. I believe it's a leading. Because me, when I have a leading and I jump on it, it means that, hey, God is trying to save somebody. Yeah, so he says, flee youthful lust. Don't know better than the Bible. The Bible says flee. It means don't run away. I mean run away. Don't entertain. Don't challenge. Don't say, no, you know, I'm married, but I can still keep this person around who is making advances. No. He says that. Don't challenge. Don't challenge. What's your business, you know, going out with a guy, you know, you are full of the Spirit, you are born again, then you go out with a guy, then you go to a pub. What were you doing there in the first place? That was the mistake. See, that's the mistake. And sometimes you see that, you say, no, I don't take alcohol. I'll take Fanta or malt. Oh, but you didn't know that they can put things in alcohol and Fanta and malt to get you as disturbed and distorted in your mind as alcohol would do for you. So before you realize, they take themselves and say, oh, please, we're not going to take any malt. We want to take Fanta. And then they put something in the Fanta. And then there's no confusion in the place. And then when it happens, you say, no, I didn't know. You shouldn't have been there in the first place. Like I'm telling, like I preach, when I preach this sermon, I'm saying that if you have done it before, it means that now I'm giving you wisdom on not to fall for it again. Are you listening? So the idea of I'll just test myself to see whether I'm strong. I want to. Let me. Pastor has laid hands on me. This one, it has nothing to do with laying on of hands. It has nothing to do. The Bible said, run away, disappear, do not be found around, take to sudden flight, block, delete, do not entertain. All right? Don't entertain. So we're saying run away from anything that's youthful. We're going to just look at a very typical example of somebody that escaped such youthful lust. Let's go to Genesis right from the beginning. 39. I'm going to use this story and then I'm going to help you come to that place of knowing how this thing happens. So that it's like when you see anybody make advances or you even see yourself falling into temptation, you're like, no. We already know this thing, right? So in Genesis chapter 39, we're going to read from verse 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, all the way to 13. All right, so in verse 6, he says, and he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught. He knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. Listen to what he's saying. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. In fact, let me drop this one for you so that you'll be reading it alongside with me. Joseph was a goodly person. The BBE translation, okay, don't comment again. From now, don't comment so we can have the scriptures there. Right? It says, and now, Joseph was beautiful. It all starts from here. Joseph was beautiful. And like I said, flee from it. Joseph was beautiful. And they say, beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. Well, that is emphatic truth. So there are many things that catch people's attention about you. Yeah, everybody. For some people, it's their smile. For some people, it's their appearance. For some people, it's their wisdom. For example, you can be a very beautiful girl and you're speaking to a man who is not into beauty. He's thinking about how mental you can produce results. You see that you'll not be attracted to him. Yeah, so he's going to be thinking, how well do you think? How fast do you think? How smart are you? Can you have meaningful conversations? And there's also someone who might not supposedly be beautiful, but can produce meaningful answers and have meaningful conversations. That, okay, I think this lady is beautiful. So beauty is not what you think it is. Beauty is everything that anybody chooses to admire. You can't tell me what is beautiful for me, and I can't tell you what is beautiful for you. But one of the things we can see in this place is that it was said that she casted his eyes on her with desire. Joseph was beautiful. It means when you see him, you can say, wow, this is somebody the hand of God is upon. Yeah, I believe that he was anointed because the Spirit of God was upon him. Yeah, so you can say, ah, this person is a very beautiful person. He's not handsome, he was beautiful. The BBE translation probably helps us know how nice to look upon Joseph was. He was nice to look upon. Joseph was a handsome man, beautiful in his appearance. So it all starts from here. Youthful lust, it starts from seeing something that you are not supposed to see and you're not supposed to pay attention to. It all starts from here. You saw that person, or that person saw you in a mall, in a hotel, in a classroom, in a whatever, and the person fastened their eyes on you. I'm telling you, the principal way, it starts with seeing something, getting attracted to something. So here is Joseph's wife, the king, and you know, very beautiful in form and in face. And after a time, his master's wife, looking on Joseph with desire. Now that desire there is sexual desire. Sexual desire. So you look, when you're supposed to be not looking at those things, you are now looking at those things. That's why Paul is again telling Timothy to approach the younger sisters. I mean, approach the younger women as sisters. Yes, you're supposed to approach them as sisters. You're supposed to see something beyond. You're supposed to see something above. Like the way I see you as children. You're supposed to see something above that. You're supposed to see it. Keep it in check. Have a very base view and opinion about whoever it is that's around you. So it starts with a craving. And many times, it's either the craving is with the individual. It means that the individual has a lust towards it, or you call for it. Yeah, so if the person has a lust towards it, it means that the person is already not a good person. So the person has ulterior motives, wicked intentions against you. Then, or you are the one that calls for it. Because the way you dress, the way you look, the pictures you post, the things that you say, the way you smile to the person with a kind of smile. Yeah. So it starts with an attraction. I'm talking more, you know, youthful or sexually. It starts with an attraction. When you see something that you're not supposed to see, or something lies before you, you're not supposed to pay attention to, that you are paying attention to, then it starts from there. So Joseph is looking upon him with desire. It's like, I desire this person. But you see, a believer must not have these desires. I'm not saying that you can't say, oh, I want to go out with this person. I want to have something to do. But you see, there's a kind of a desire that is lustful and is very sexual. It has nothing to do with marriage. It has nothing to do with a relationship. It's purely sexual. Yeah, purely sexual. Purely sexual. And that's why you must put a stop to watching pornography and pornographic materials or pornographic elements. Because they don't help your mind. You see, they don't help your mind. They keep your mind seeing the wrong things that it's supposed to see. So it came to pass, this is Potiphar's wife looking with Joseph. Is looking on Joseph with desire. Then, do you know what she said? She goes this route. I like the BBE version. I took time to choose this one. He goes this route because it points everything out clearly. He goes this route. He says, so there is an attraction. Then there is a fantasy, a sexual desire. Then there is an attempt. Now that attempt is this. Be my lover. That's the attempt. Be my lover and I will be your lover too. That's the attempt. It's be my lover. so that I'll be your lover. Can you love me? Can you love me? I think I love you. Be my lover. That's why when somebody tells you they love you, you don't have to get excited about, you know, the world now and the definition of love in this world now is very corrupt. Pastor, why are you saying this? Because I think my somebody older than me has told me that the definition of the world's love today, I'm not the one saying, the person said, definition of the world's love today is not, it's not true. So you must want to find, what kind of love are you talking about? What kind of love are you talking about? The ladies, you will give anybody a really, 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 really tough time. Yeah, you will not just be easy to just deceive. Eh? Like I said, whenever I say something, you should listen to me contextually. Because I've already said that you shouldn't allow the good brothers suffer. That's what I'm saying. But now when you hear me on this, you might say I'm saying something else. No. You have to keep listening to me and listening to everything that I've been saying. Then you can bring them all together. So don't misappropriate my words. So, give it a hard time. Say, hey, this girl, you shouldn't do it. You're wasting your time. You waste your time. Oh, and she knows you are not correct. You waste your time. She will not even mind you. So it starts with a fantasy. A fantasy. I love you. I love you too. I can't sleep without you. I can't sleep without you too. You shouldn't reply anybody such texts, even when you are married and all of that. He said, no, you don't do that. Please. Yeah. So it starts with a desire. Do you see that? Are you following? So Joseph's wife takes a be my lover. Be my lover. Love me too. Because when you are a lover, it's easy to convince. It's easy to convince. When you are a lover, it's easy to convince. Somebody says, oh, you know, I've dated you for 3 months now, and I've been asking for just a kiss, and you don't give it to me. It means you don't love me. See, let me tell you something. Let me tell you, you must know the devil very well. I don't know. I mean, sometimes I get shocked why some people fall in for something like that. What do you mean that, you know, I've dated you for 1 month now, 1 year now, we've not even had a kiss before? Please, don't agree to those things. They're lying to you. You see that if the person has anything to do with you today, they will leave you. Yeah, they'll leave you. You'll be shocked. You'll be shocked. You'll be shocked. I'm telling you. 2 months time, you'll be following another person. Yeah. Just be my lover. So it's a trap. It's another trap. Oh, we've been dating for 4 months now. You've not sent me any good pictures. What are you talking about? What are you saying? Please. You can send pictures that, you know, yourself, you're taking a selfie, you're taking a this. You don't send, hey, don't send those things. Don't take a picture of yourself in a certain dress. Keep revealing in a certain... Don't do that. Don't do that. Like I said, remember, in 2 Timothy 2:22, we said that in verse 20, he says, in a great house, there are only not vessels of gold, of silver, but of wood and of earth. Some to honor, some to dishonor. So you want to be that honorable vessel. Right? That honorable vessel that God is going to use. That when you stand and you flow in the spirit, people can say, wow, we know. Hey, let me tell you something. I know the presence of God. Listen, I can literally sense it and I know it. And see, I know this thing. Maybe I'll get to know it a lot better in some years to come. But I know it. Yeah, I know it. That's a typical sign of the fact that you are becoming a great house, a great vessel of use. Yeah. I remember I went to such a place Yeah, so me, when I go to hotel rooms, let me tell you one of the funny things I do. Because I know it, it's not, there are sometimes I can enter into a room, and I just enter in there, and I say, no, I'm not staying in this room. Please, give me the next room. And maybe they open another room. I enter. I try to say, no, please, let me try the next room. I enter. I say, okay, I think I want to sleep here. Yeah, it's true. Sometimes when I go to hotels, yeah, I can sense a certain kind of either something that is not right here or is right here. Yeah. 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 So we are going to be vessels that are meet for the master's use. Vessels that are worthy for the master's use. Vessels that are, you know, honorable for the master's use. So like Joseph, Potiphar's wife is saying, be my lover. Love me, Joseph. Love me. Love me. You say you don't love me? Let me tell you something. The men here, don't go in for a woman that is very beautiful, doesn't love the Lord, and says that she cannot pray. Hey. Don't go in for anything like that. Yeah, choose someone that fears the Lord. Someone that loves the Lord. Yeah. Someone that's hospitable. Someone that's patient. Not blow up anything at a time. Just be my lover. Then do you know what Joseph did? Because Joseph is an honorable man. He said, no, I will not be your lover. I'm not going to love you, Madam Potiphar. I know what you are looking at. You are looking at my smile, trying to be convinced, looking at my height, trying to be convinced, looking at how my body structure is, trying to be convincing, looking at my smile, my stare. You're trying to lure me into something that is like, no, I'm not being your lover. Now he said to her, and said he to her, you see that my masters keep no account of what I do in this house, and has put all his property in my control, so that no one has more authority in this house than I have. He has kept nothing back from me but you. So Joseph, what is he doing? He's setting out some boundaries. He's setting out some boundaries. He says, I can do anything. I can go to the beach. I can do it. But there's something that my master has not kept in my control. Is that he has not given me authority over you. Because you are his wife. How then may I do this great wrong, sinning against God? You see that? Sinning against God. How can I do something like this? How can I sin against God? So Joseph was able to tell that falling into some of these things is crossing the mark or stepping into that territory God will not want you to step into. And that's sin. He says, no, how can I do this wrong against God? How can I? Then see verse 10. What happens in verse 10? Verse 10. And day after day. See what is happening here. Day after day. She went on requesting Joseph to come to her. Day after day. It means text after text. Call after call, visitings upon visitings. Yeah. Visitings upon visitings. You can also tell that sometimes the way missiles are launched at you, sometimes not in a day. Yeah, sometimes not in a day. Sometimes it's call after call, midnight call after midnight call, text after text, video call after video call. They're telling you sweet things. They're also listening. They're telling you this. They're also listening. Texting you, following you, buying you gift. Hey, all of them is because of this thing that I'm going to tell you. So Potiphar's wife is pursuing her day, every day. So Joseph, you not love me. If you love me, you'd have come to sleep with me when I told you to. I didn't say have sex, but just sleep on my bed. Just sleep with me. Just if you had had me, you say, when I was sick, you'd have come to cuddle me when I was not feeling well. Hey, don't fall for it. Any guy that tells you that If it's not, you don't love me because you've not kissed me before. Hey, tell him that, see, we're not joking here. With all due respect, it's wrong. God doesn't agree to it. Yeah, God doesn't agree to it. God doesn't agree to it. God doesn't agree to it. So I don't like it. I don't want you to do that. So from that day, he started pursuing Joseph. Joseph is in the hall cleaning. Then she goes. I've met people who have been defiled by their uncles because they were very innocent. If I was the one standing afar, I'll be able to see that this man is fooling. He's trying to do something. But they are innocent. They don't know. Make advances, give a lot of money, you're around. Who come into my room? You also go. Hey, this man, Oh, what do you want for your birthday? iPhone 14 Pro Max. So don't worry, I'll buy iPhone 16 for you. And he's like, okay, thank you. He's day by day, right, getting to you. That's what's happening. It's day after day, throwing out requests. Come to me, be my lover. But listen, Joseph would not give ear to her. It means you totally ignore. Don't come and tell me that, Pastor, I didn't know. That's what I'm teaching you. And listen, what I'm teaching you is very powerful. I want you to listen, keep it in your heart. The guys be smart to see. The ladies be smart to see. Yeah, when you see someone doing it, it's just, oh no. But I don't entertain some of these things. And please respect yourself respectfully. I want you to respect yourself very, very much. Respectfully. Respect yourself. Respect yourself. Don't tell me to come into your room again. I don't like those kind of... So please respectfully respect yourself. Yeah, let's just keep it like this, friendly. We're just friends. It's okay. We don't need to do anything. Then Joseph will not listen. So Potiphar's wife is wanting to sleep with Joseph. Or let me say, have something intimate to do with Joseph. And Joseph will not agree. Let me tell you something. I'll say this three times. No matter who it is, don't agree. Are you listening? Your loyalty is first to God. Your loyalty is first to God. To God and what He has told you not to do. Never agree. Say, no, God is watching. There's nobody here, but God is watching. Hey, you see, if we do it, nobody will see. But God, hey, God is watching. I will not do it. And when you say, I will not do it, don't stand there and say, I will not do it. I will not do it. I will not do it. No, you say, I will not do it. You leave, exit the scene immediately. Now. Immediately. That present time, you exit the scene. Like you run away. You vanish. It's to flee. Some of you must begin to block certain people right after these conversations. Block. But tell them, I don't want to have anything doing with you again in my life. Block. Don't text me again. Block. Please take care of your family. Don't come and tell me you love me. Block. I've sent your picture to my pastor. Block. Another number calling in. Block. Another number calling in. Another block. Block all avenues till they have no other avenue. When you just say hello, hello, it is cut. Block. We don't want to have anything doing with you. Now, I'm hoping that these things that I'm teaching you, you will practice them. Don't entertain all. Don't entertain. Don't say, I just wanted to hear more of what he has to say about me. I just wanted to hear more. Pastor, please, I just wanted to hear more. No, the hearing of the more is going to work. Oh, some of you think it doesn't work. It works. It works. At that point in time, the devil caused someone to steal something you have, take something you want, put you in a hardening position. Now he's the only one smiling like a wolf in front of you. Come and do this so that I'll give you whatever you want. And because you so desperately need it, you go and do it. Let me tell you something. Never be desperate for anything. Eh? Never be desperate for anything. If it means that you will not have food to eat, never even worry about what anybody is saying. Don't worry. Stay hungry. Yeah, stay hungry. Never be desperate. Not laptops, iPhone, whatever. School fees, let them suck you. Let them suck you. Let them suck you out of the school fees. Go. Go and sit down in your dignity and honor. Don't cheapen yourself in any way. So Joseph is making advances. So guess what? After that, she has put her request. Joseph will not give her ear. Huh? Listen to what happens. Next mechanism. She throws it. Now one day, he went into the house to do his work. This is a mechanism. Another one. Or the next one. And not one of the men of the house was inside. Yeah. That's why you must abhor all places that are quiet and that have nothing to do with men around. Hotel rooms, pub centers, visiting to escorts or courts or whatever. So we just wanted to have a time at the hotel. Yeah, the hotel. Because you can't do this in your hostel. Your roommates, four of them, they are there. Or two of them, they are there. So it's the hotel you go to. Or his room or her room. That's where you go to. So never agree. Never agree. So, not any of the men were in the house. Secrecy is the real word to call secrecy. Secrecy. You see, and that is one of the strongholds of serpents. Now, if you know serpents very well, serpents are very secretive. Yeah, they can be in your house for over 10 years. You will not know. Yeah. They can be in your house, give birth to children. You will not know. Yeah. They are very secretive. Very, very secretive. Yeah. So you see them in a secret place. Hidden in some manhole. Under some stone. You see, big inside there. And out of that manhole, it has four other siblings. Four other siblings. They are hidden in vantage points. Yeah. So when you see one snake, let me tell you, when you see one snake, you should probably watch out for another. Because one of their main characters is to hide. They can hide. And their movements are very cunning. So they don't make noise. They just move quickly, swiftly. Yeah. So secrecy is another. When nobody is watching. That's why anybody who tells you, don't text pastor. Say, please, have you told pastor? I'll tell pastor. Say, no, let's not tell pastor. Let's keep quiet for a while. Let's gauge something. We want to gauge something and see if pastor will agree or would not agree. Let's just keep it. Let's get to know ourselves quietly. I said, we don't do that. When you want to make advances, you say, Pastor, some of you have come to me that you want to make advances to somebody. And I'm saying, okay, I think it's good. Yeah. And you see that me, myself, I'll be helping. If the person is good, I'll be saying, oh, have you texted? Have you called? Okay, do it this way. Keep it calm. Go about it like this. Right now, she's not in this, so you just give her some time. Yeah. Secrecy. So when you see that somebody is very secret, discreet about information, it's not good. It's a very primary marker to discovering something. Yeah, it's very primary, I tell you. You see that someone is quiet. So what's happening? I can't talk. Something is wrong. Someone is hiding something. So don't make it a secret. So Potiphar is waiting. You see that? She's waiting. Then nobody's in the house. Is in the house some girls were molested by their parents, uncles, friends. Nobody was at home. Nobody was at home. Secrecy. Then, watch what happens. She finally pulls his coat. Then she said, come to bed. Come to bed. Come to bed. With all that I'm teaching you, you should never be a prey for this. I'm telling you, you should never be a prey. If anybody is here tonight and you are listening to me, you should never be a prey. See, it breaks my heart when I see someone who has been preyed on. It breaks my heart. Yeah, it really is one of the things that break my heart. Yeah, to see that someone has been preyed. I don't like it. So never be a prey. You only be a prey when you know that, oh, this thing, I'm the one going in for it. That's only when you should be. That one, you are the one that caused it. But it shouldn't be that you could not calculatively tell what was going on. It shouldn't be. One of the things my mother told me about ladies, said that, oh, ladies, their minds are like oil. Oh, shea butter. That's what she said. Hello, ladies, their minds are like shea butter. You know what it means? It means it's very soft. You put it on fire and it starts to melt. You don't need any excessive fire, just small fire. It starts to just melt. It means they are not, but not the ladies that I have. Yeah, the ladies that I have, as you raise other young ladies, disciples, I want you to look out for this for them. Look out for this. Let your eyes be on the ground. Let your eyes be on the ground. Yeah. Never allow anybody to have your disciple and the person has done something to your disciple. And then you get to know after 2, 5 years, 3 years that this, hey, where were you? Where were your eyes? You pay attention. You ask questions. I've been seeing you working with this guy. What is it? I've been seeing that now you don't. What's happening? Now you post a lot of pictures a lot. Is there something happening? I want to know. I want to be assured that, oh, there's nothing going on. I want to be. You said you were going for a party. Who is that guy I'm seeing behind you? I'm seeing someone. Who is that? It's like, oh, he asked me to come. Hey. Secrecy. Never keep anything a secret. Anybody that wants to keep things a secret is not a good person. Is a rebel, a rebellious follow, a backstabber. That's how they are. Yeah, they like to keep things under. Yeah, they like to keep things under, quiet. They will even see you in the church. And it's like they pretend like they don't even know you. When you start to smile at them and you walk to them, they pretend like they don't know you. Hey, they pretend like they don't know you. Am I lying? If I'm lying, tell me. Those who are secret and they like to do bad things, they pretend like they don't know you. They pretend like they are not having anything to do with you. Tell like, oh, it's only discipleship. It's only discipleship. Pastor, hey, disciple, come. But you yourself, you know that it's not only that. Never allow it happen. In this ministry, we're going to have good marriages, good homes, good relationships, healthy ones, Holy Spirit ones. Yeah, Holy Spirit relationships. Not ones that are not too good. That's why I'm teaching you all of this, so you don't fall prey for any of this. So she calls him and pulls his coat. She said, come to bed. Come to bed. But slipping out of his coat, 2 Timothy 2:2, he ran away. So he went running away. You see that? Yeah. He fled outside. He ran away. Run away. Sometimes the running away might not be in person. It might be text, run away. It might be send me nice pictures, run away. No, it's okay to send nice. Maybe you should send pictures smiling, you're having a day, you're just there. No problem. But where is it? Is there anything more? Is there anything more? I want to see what is. See, what do you want to see? What do you want to see? Let me tell you something. It takes a lot of love on my heart to teach what I'm teaching you. Yeah. If you don't know, I'm telling you. It's very difficult for me to teach subjects like this. Yeah, very difficult. It's one of the things I maybe this is even my first time of teaching something like my first time my whole life, ever since I started ministry. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, teaching the way I'm teaching you. Yeah. So it takes a lot of love for me. Because I don't want to have people falling as victims, people becoming, praise, people becoming, I didn't know. No, if it happens, say, I knew that this was what was going to happen. Then now we can say, oh, okay, if you knew, that's fine. But you shouldn't be, I was not knowledgeable. I didn't know what was going on. And sometimes, it's very true. Sometimes they don't know what is going on. Yeah, very innocent. I think when I said this, I think I doubt today's generation whether they are innocent. But there are some few innocent ones. Yeah, not everybody. But there are some. When I said it, I said, I recorrect that statement. But there are some few innocent ones. Yeah, few innocent. They don't know what's happening. Innocent to the core. Innocent. They don't know. The man texts, they are just following Zo. So I'll buy you iPhone. Yes, thank you very much for being so kind. You, iPhone 14, they want to buy iPhone 14. You are not afraid. They know how much iPhone 14 is. Someone just wants to buy iPhone 14, that's all. There are some gifts you don't even accept. I'll pick you off and I'll drop you off. Call me when you're done with your meeting. It's going to be 9 p.m., right? Yes, just call me. But you realize he has come there around 10. So it's too late. Can we just book a hotel? Let's sleep and continue. So yes, we can, but nothing will happen. Yeah, nothing. Don't say nothing will happen. Something will happen. So what did Joseph do? Potiphar fastened to his garment and he slipped it out and he went running outside. He went outside. That's what you're supposed to do. In times where temptations are around you, don't entertain. Don't entertain. Do you know that Joseph could have done it and then, Potiphar wouldn't know? Yes. But he said it before. He said, no, it is a sin against my God. I can't sin against my God. I won't do what the Lord will not want me to do. It's a sin against my God. It's a sin against my God. Yeah. See, the young brothers, begin to see the people around as your sisters. Unless, of course, maybe you have a lead, you have prayed about it, you're sure that, okay, this person, I should take it to the next step. See the people around as your sisters. Let me tell you something. When you see people and you have naked pictures of them in your mind, you are raping them before God. That's what is happening. You are raping. That's what you are doing. You are raping. Yeah, you've just raped somebody. Yeah, you've raped somebody. You just saw something. You desired something. You pictured something. No, don't do that. See, love them. The way you love your sisters. You see how you love your sister? Me, I love my sister. If anybody should do this to my sister, I'll not be happy. I'll not be happy. I maybe will cry, but I'll not be happy. That's all. Just thing. But you shouldn't do that. If the person is your sister, don't do that to her. If it was your sister, you will not want somebody to do that to your sister. So the way you see your sister and you are innocent, you are loving, you are the same love, pick it and give it to people. Listen, me, I've helped people. I'm telling you that they even thought I wanted something from them. I said, no. Yeah, sometimes they are bold to ask me, is it something? If you want something, I said, no. Well, why should you think like that? I want to help you. That's all. There is nothing there. I just want to help you. Yeah, there is nothing. I don't want to have anything to do. I just want to help you. That's all I want to do. I want to help you. Yeah. And this is not the time I started helping people. Or something like this. Yeah. Sometimes I help. They sometimes are tempted to think that the way this has helped us, it means there is nothing. I'm just helping. Jesus has sent me to help you without anything he's going to give to me. Or without anything I should take from you. Yeah, I'll not take anything from you. I'll not take anything. I just want to help you. That's all. If you want anything, just pray for me. Tell God to keep blessing me the more so I can help other people. But I just want to help you. That's all. Yeah. Yeah. About 3 years ago, yeah, somebody got pregnant. I was with her through the process, sending money. I mean, it's this year again. Yeah, I'm not the owner of the baby. I don't even know her. Yeah, I just want to. Don't think that I want something. So brothers, I want you to have this. You're learning from me. I'm your teacher. So you're gonna have this in your mind. Nothing. I'm just helping you. Yeah. Yeah. I remember a time I helped somebody. I'm sure she would have even gotten. She would have even wanted to get married to me. I just helped her. Yeah. Just helped her. Till myself, I knew that this I had helped her. But there was nothing. I don't have any ulterior motive. I just want to help you. God said I should help you. That's all. Yeah. God said I should help you. That's all. So we want to have such purity of hearts. Purity of hearts. Purity of hearts. Purity of hearts. If you think I'm lying to you, ask God what I'm telling you, whether it's true or not. He'll tell you. I've not helped anybody because I need anything from them. I'm not nice to anybody because I need something from them. I'm nice. Not nice to anybody because I need something from them. I don't need anything from anyone. Yeah, I'm not nice to anybody because I need something from them. Say, Pastor has been texting. I don't need, if you want me to claim them, I don't need anything from them. I just want to help them. Because if I don't help them, they will not have help. Yeah, I don't need anything. I'm nice to everybody. Ask everybody. Unless you have very serious, whatever, things I don't agree to. But I'm nice to everybody. Yeah. Yeah, I'm nice to everybody. I hold everybody's hands. Yes. I hold everybody. You see, in fact, one of the things I like to do is that I like to hold hands. Yeah, you see, I've held your hands and I'm walking with you. I like to hold everybody's hands. I can hug everybody. Yeah, it's true. No special preferences. I see you like my children. So why would I want to? God even will not. See, me, I fear God. I've always been saying this. I fear God. I want to be like David. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm saying I fear God. Because David also was not perfect, but God used him. So we are not perfect, but we fear God. We say, hey, God, nah, we can't do this. We can't do this. Let's fear God. Let's fear God. Are you listening? Let's fear God. Yeah. Let's fear God.
Yeah, let's fear God. When you central university, I had choco pal every semester in multiples. You can ask, Boyki was there, she was there, she'll tell you every semester. Yet still not once did I see anybody in any light. I never did. Till I finished school. Yeah, till I was done with school. I never had anything I love you to say. Meanwhile, I used to tell everybody I love them. The love emoji is what I use on. I use it on everybody. I love everybody. Genuinely, I love you. Yeah. Yeah. Genuinely, I love you. So you're going to have the same heart towards that. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't have relationships and all of. No, I'm saying that just have a heart that is true. Have a heart that is true. Have a heart that is true. When you're approaching your sisters, the people you are discipling, have a heart that is true. Oh. One time, I remember talking to God. I was so angry. I said, Lord, the people you have given me, I didn't even do this to them. Somebody has come to do this to this person. I was so angry. I said, the people you have given to, I never even thought somebody has come to do that to them. Somebody's got to be crazy. So, we're going to flee. Until you get married, don't allow anybody. Let that be your vow. Till I get married. Yeah. If you have already, it's past and gone. You become a new creature, 7 Corinthians 5:17. Believe the gospel, that's okay. Until you get married. No, I want to see how it feels. I want to know how it tastes. I want to feel how it. No, all those things, that's the devil's cunning ways of getting you into trouble. He wants to create a certain kind of a desire. To see how it feels. How does it feel to caress? How does it feel to walk with somebody? How does it feel to be? No, don't have those things. Don't be too inquisitive. Don't be inquisitive. Don't pay attention to a lot of things people are saying. Many of them are not true. The world is corrupt and full of wrong values and wrong beliefs. So don't also believe them. You don't need to have experimentations before you get married. You don't need all of that. You don't need to know what to get married. You don't need that. Just get married. That's how God made it. You figure out your way. You don't need anything to do anything. Who taught Adam and Eve? They were already men and women. They were not, 9 years old. They started practicing until they had, their first son. They were already grown up men and they were able to figure out their way. So God doesn't need you experimenting to know something. No, it's actually worldliness. That's what introduces that. You don't need to experiment. When you know how to figure out anything, you know how to figure it out. Yeah, you know. You see, the same way you were created as a child, you knew how to suck from your mom's milk. You know everything. All those things are natural things. They come. Yeah. So you don't need anything to show you anything before you actually do. You don't need all of those things. Yeah. I'm sure as we build, we're gonna have a good church. Are you listening? Gonna have a good church, very good church. Yeah, all of these things will be put in place. If you're coming to get married, we'll now start teaching you on everything, sex and all. I'll raise curriculums for that. Yeah. Even if I'm not able to, I'll find other people who have curriculums already on there and I'll put them together and we'll teach everything. Or those who are skilled at teaching will teach everything. You don't need to do anything. You don't need to do anything. I have you in mind, and I have your goodwill in mind. So don't be like the world. Don't be like the world. Don't be like the world. Father, thank you for this evening. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that the people are growing so much confidently in sticking and standing firm
in all deeds that are righteous. They are fleeing every youthful lust, fleeing every youthful exuberance. And anybody who is struggling with, you know, anything that's a cloak that's related sexually, Lord, they are broken in the name of Jesus. Pornography, masturbation, sensations for sex, and all things that are wrong, Lord, you're saving them from in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Men are going to have good testimonies of you. See, let me tell you something. There was one time my friend from SHS came to my house. And he's a very silly guy. I mean, he says anything he wants to say. He can't hide things. He's a very silly guy. So my mom was there. And, you know, my mom is a very talkative. Like, she likes talking. And so they were having conversations. And then I was there. I was doing... And he told my mom that your son is a very good boy. And my mother said, is that so? I said, yeah. He said, all the times that we were doing wrong things with the girls and doing your son, and that's what he said. He said, your son had a lot of people who liked him, but he never did. And my mom said, is that so? Tell me more. And he started pouring out, telling the things that he has done, or the things that he has done. He said, as for me, I wasn't like that. Yeah. People are going to have good testimonies about you. Yeah. And that I was not a man of God. I just didn't like some of these things. Yeah, I didn't have appetites for them. I said, no, I don't do that. Yeah, back in the SHS days, I used to handle a lot of things. Yeah. Yeah. I used to teach Archbishop Potter Girls Choir. I used to teach the debaters and whatever club. I was in the science and math club. I was everywhere. Yeah, I was everywhere. Yeah. If it's not me stop learning very seriously, it's because of I had a certain desire for ministry. That's why I paused on many things. I was everywhere. And I never had any whatever. You're going to have good testimonies in the name of Jesus. Your disciples are going to say, wow, a pastor, a shepherd, I said, don't use shepherd. I said, your teachers are good people. Good people. When I want you to use that, I'll introduce it to you. And teachers are good people. Eh? Yes. You see, we shouldn't have that in amongst our midst. That any girl happens to be falling into some kind of sin, and then is somebody that she's supposed to be looking up to, that is forcing her to do some of these things. How would she feel towards you? How would she even feel? How would she even see the ministry? And many times this is what hurts me, is that she begins to see the ministry in a certain light. Oh, these pastors, they just stand there and they are doing things. So why have they done things to you? Say, sure, they've done things with me. Something, my former pastor is there, my former whatever is there. No, don't allow that. See, represent God well. Are you listening? Represent God well. Represent God well. That's why I taught you the mechanism. Run away. If you see that there's this disciple that you seem to be, just say, hey, brother, so-and-so, can you handle this disciple for me? Say, please, go, brother, so-and-so is going to handle you, eh? He said, please, why? I said, no, you go there. Pastor says, you should go there. So go there. He will handle you for you. Then you are free. You are doing everything that you can. Right? Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. You know why I'm teaching you this? It's because God has something mighty to do with us collectively as a people. Yes, collectively as a people. He has something to do with us collectively as a people. And that's why I'm teaching you this. Right? I know you're doing well. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Again, I'm very open to some of these conversations. From now onwards, I'm very open. Don't hide anything, please. If you need something,
that somebody's already saying, I have it already in my possession. Come and do this so that I will give it to you. And you are tempted to just run to pastor. Say, pastor, please. Pastor, can you help me? I'm being tempted. We are here to help you. So don't keep these things to yourself and battle them on your own. And you're thinking, I can figure it out. I'll find my way around it. I'll know what. No, you wouldn't know what to do about it. You won't know. You won't know. Your boss at work is making advances towards you. You won't know. You need to be very headstrong. Eh? Sometimes you must even knock his hand when he's trying to touch. You say, please, sir, I don't mind. I'll report you to the manager. If you try, I'll report you to the manager. If he's the manager, you tell him that you report him to the main managerial head. And you go to your MD. Go and say, MD, this man is harassing me in my office. Yeah. Yeah. Never agree. Eh? Never agree. Say no, unless we are married. So if you want to, come and marry me. Marry me before you have anything to do with me. Jesus' name. Amen.